Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents relating to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump ordered that hundreds of the files will remain secret, at least temporarily. Mr. Trump said he had no choice but to accept redactions recommended by some government departments in the interest of national security. Much of the interest in the Kennedy papers focuses on files concerning assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, who is believed to have shot Kennedy on November 22, 1963, in Dallas, Texas.
The President of the United States is dead. I have just talked to Father Oscar Hubert of the Holy Trinity Catholic Church. He and another priest tell me that the pair of men have just administered the last rites of the Catholic Church to President Kennedy. President Kennedy has been assassinated. It's official now. The president is dead.
Controversy and conspiracy theories sprung up within days after the assassination. Less than a week after Mr. Kennedy's death, President Johnson, Lyndon B. Johnson, appointed the Supreme Court Chief Justice to conduct an independent inquiry. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play in the future of the country, and he must go.
The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
During a short stopover in Geneva following stops in the Middle East and South Asia, Tillerson made the remarks following discussions regarding ongoing developments in Syria with Stephen de Mistura, the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria. This is VOA News.